Welcome to Gemara Markings Daf Yomi Tosfos Shiur. Don't forget to click on the Daf option to see today's Tosfos marked using the popular Gemara Markings system, similar to that used for the Daf Gemara. If you are not already familiar with our system, a thorough explanation is available by clicking on the Learn the System option. Let us turn to the Tosfos at the beginning of Daf Beis in Maseches Brachos. You'll notice on the outside margin we have a Nosei Tosfos Me'emosai, a topic heading to introduce what will be dealt with in this particular Tosfos, Dibor Masel Me'emosai. We have written one point is Ha'im Yoitzim Yedei Choivas Kriyashma Shel Arvis. Would one fulfill his Kriyashma Shel Arvis obligation Ayadei Kriyashma Shekurin Bebeis HaKnesses Miba'od Yom, through the recitation of Kriyashma that was practiced in the Mariv davening in the that took place when it was still daylight. Tosfos deals with a phenomenon of people davening Mariv, davening the Mariv service, while it was still daylight. Part of the Mariv davening is the recitation of Kriyat Shema. So the question is, does one fulfill his Kriyat Shema Shel Arvis Chiyuv with that, at that davening? Another point that will be raised is Ma Mekoimo de Kriyashma Alamita. What's the purpose or the what's accomplished by Kriyashma that one recites before he goes to sleep? We will also see a certain structural note here for this Tosfos, and we've noted Mivne the Tosfos Hanal. A diamond will appear, and they are Deos Beinyan Hanal. They are opinions regarding this issue of the Kriyat Shema that one says during a, we'll call it an early Mariv in Shul, where, as we said, people would daven the Mariv davening while it was still daylight. In addition to the diamonds in this Tosfos, which highlight first Rashi, and then later Rabbeinu Tam, we will also see a series of triangles, which are a Sidra Shokushios al Shitas Rashi. After we state Shitas Rashi, there will be a series of questions attacking his approach. Now, the Tosfos. Me'emosai Kurin v'chule. Pirush Rashi. Rashi explains, and this is found in the Rashi. You can see in our marked Gemaras, the fourth narrow line of Rashi commentary. Rashi there addresses what Tosfos quotes. Continuing the Tosfos, Pirush Rashi, Vanan Hechi Karino Miba'od Yom. How is it that we recite Kriyat Shema while it's during daylight hours? V'ein Onu Mamtinin Letzeisa Kochavim, and we don't wait till the appearance of stars. Kida Meforesh B'Gemara. As the Gemara itself seems to indicate, Al Kain Pirush Rashi Shekriyashma Shal Hamita Iker, the real Kriyashma through which one fulfills his Kriyashma obligation is the Kriyashma that one says before he goes to sleep at night. Vehu Laachar Seis Hakochovim. That Kriyat Shema that one says before he goes to sleep in his bed, that is definitely going to be after the appearance of stars. And it's through that that one will be fulfilling the expectation of B'shochbecha, as it says in the Torah. V'hochi Isa B'Yerushalmi. And in the Yerushalmi Shas, it says thusly. Im Kora Kodem Lochein. If one recited Kriyat Shema before the three stars, lo yotza, he hasn't fulfilled his Kriyat Shema obligation. V'imkein loma onu mispalin kriyashma bebeis hakneses. So then why do we bother saying kriyashma in shul, which is the Mariv davening, which is earlier than this Seisa Krechavim, kedei lamud betfila mitoch divrei Torah, in order to enter the Shmona Esrei davening, the Shmona Esrei, before one to enter it through having said something from the Torah. So that the Kriyashma represents a sort of lead up, or a means of getting your mindset into an appropriate fashion for Shmona Esrei, so we say Divrei Torah, and that's represented by the Kriyashma. But it has, as far as the Yerushalmi and as far as Rashi is concerned, the Mariv, that daylight or pre-Tseisa Kichovim Mariv with Kriyashma has nothing to do with the Kriyashma obligation, the mitzvah of Kriyashma. That's Shitas Rashi. Now you notice a triangle, and there's a series of questions. We've also included a long question marking that you can see to the immediate left-hand side of the Tosfos, a kuf that's encircled with a descending vertical dashed line. All of these lines make up, in effect, a question or a series of questions on Rashi. Tema lepirusho. There's a question, a wonderment is raised on Rashi. V'alo ein ha'olam regilim likrois samuch l'shchiva ala parsha rishona. The world is not accustomed to saying, as part of Kriyashma al Hamita, samuch l'shchiva is before people go to sleep. All they say is the first paragraph, the im kain, if, as Rashi says, that Kriyashma al Hamita represents the ikur, the main way of fulfilling the mitzvah of Kriyashma, then Shalosh Parshios Hoyolo Likros. He should be reciting the three Parshios that constitute the Kriyashma mitzvah, the Parsha of Shema, Vohoyoyim Shemoa, and Vayomer. So, by the fact that the Minhag HaOlam, the common practice of Kriyashma Lamita, is to say one paragraph, it must be that you're not really fulfilling mitzvahs kriyashma with that particular recitation. The oid koshe, another problem with saying that kriyashma alamita is the main kriyashma, the tzorich levorech bekriyashma shtayim lefoneo shtayim lacharel ba'arbis. Kriyashma is accompanied by two brachas before and two brachas afterwards, as is common to what we do when we daven arvis. And Kriyashma Lamita doesn't have that. The Oid. Furthermore, the Oisa Kriyashma Somuch Lamita Eino Elo Bishvil Hamazikin Kido Omar Basomuch. The Kriyashma Lamita that we recite is a means of protection against Mazikin, call them evil forces, spiritual forces that could hurt a person. Kido Omar Basomuch, as the Gemara says on Daf Hey, it says, "V'im Talmud Chochem Hu, Eino Tzorach." If the person in question is a Torah scholar, he doesn't even need that. He doesn't need the Kriyashma Al Hamita, because the fact that he is a Torah scholar, the Torah learning that he is engaged in is sufficient. So that you could see that the Kriyashma Al Hamita is not the means of fulfilling your Kriyashma obligation, a Talmud Chacham wouldn't even be saying it. The Oid Koshe, and a further problem, the Im Kain, if it were so that the main Kriyashma is Kriyashma Lamita, Paskinon Krebi Yeshua ben Levi, it would come out that we would be following the opinion of Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi in a Gemara later on in this Perek, and in effect, we are not to follow his opinion, but rather we would follow the opinion of Rabbi Yochanan, but which Tosis will explain immediately. But if you are going to say, like Rashi, that Kriyashma al Hamita is the Iker, it would end up that we come out like Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi to Omar. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi says that when you look at a complete day, meaning day and night, it comes out, according to Rav Shimon Levi, Tfilos Be'emsa Tiknum. The Shmona Esrays that we recite are in the middle, meaning sandwiched between the Kriyashmas. Pirush Be'emsa Bein Shnei Kriyashma. Bein Kriyashma Shel Shacharis. In the morning, what do we do? We say Kriyashma, and then we say the Shmona Esrei. Ubein Kriyashma Shel Arvis. According to Rabbi Shul Ben Levi, in fact, when it comes to the evening, you then do your Shmona Esrei, and then you do Kriyashma. So that you have this 1-2-2-1 effect. Morning is Kriyashma, then Tefillah. Evening, Tefillah, and then Kriyashma. However, what's the problem? V'anan kaimalon k'Rabbi Yochanan, but we follow Rabbi Yochanan d'yomar l'kamon. Rabbi Yochanan says, Eizu ben oylom haba, who has a portion in the world to come, ze ha-semech ge'ula shel arvis l'tfila. Someone who, ge'ula is represented by kriyashma, kriyashma of arvis, is recited samuch l'tfila, means before tfila. So that according to Rabbi Yochanan, the order of events as far as Arvis is concerned is first Kriyashma and then Tefillah. Not like Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, who says Tefillah, meaning Tefillah is Shmon Esrei, and then Kriyashma. But according to Rashi, that makes Kriyashma Lamita the Iker, it comes out that we would be in effect following Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi's approach, and that is not to be done. Lochein Pirush Rabbeinu Tam. Therefore, Rabbeinu Tam offers his approach to this matter. De Adarava Kriyashma Shel Beis HaKnesses Iker. The primary Kriyashma is the Kriyashma that is said in Shul prior to Tzeisa Kechovim. The Intoimer Heich Anu Kurin Kol Kach Mibod Yom. You'll then ask, how is it that we're saying Kriyashma of Arvis so much? So far into the day, meaning so further back removed from the night while it's still day. V'yesh loymar, the answer to that is the kaimalon k'Rabbi Yehuda, because we hold like the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, v'yomar perek tefilas ha-shachar, who says in the fourth perek of this masechta, the zman tefilas mincha ad plaga mincha, that the Tzman of Mincha, which is the davening that precedes Arvis, Mincha, it lasts ad plaga Mincha. Dahainu echod asor shaz pochus revia. Which, if you were dealing with a 12-hour day, it would be 11 hours minus a quarter, which would mean 10 3/4 hours. If you were dealing with a perfect day of 12 hours of day lasting from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. and 12 hours of night from 6 p.m. to 6 a.m., Plag HaMincha would be until 4:45 p.m. Umiyad kesheyichle zman HaMincha maschil zman Arvis, and immediately with the conclusion of Mincha begins the time for Arvis. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, Arvis, which includes Kriyashma, is properly recited after 4:45 p.m., using our example of the balanced, perfect day, 12 hours and 12 hours. Come what may, according to Rabbi Yehuda, Arvis is in effect being recited mibe'od yom. And therefore, the Kriyashma that we say as part of the Arvis in Shul, which is during this time, is quite all right. The fact that we cited Rabbi Yehuda is a Tana, and it would then come out that the issue of what is the beginning time for Kriyashma, as we already saw a number of deos of Tanoim, here we would be adding just another opinion on that matter, so that Rabbi Nutam justifies our practice of Shul Arvis, which is Miba'od Yom, and thereby fulfilling Kriyashma Shel Arvis at that time, the Shul Arvis. That's in accordance with Rabbi Yehuda. and we follow that. V'im toimar, you may ask, heich onu mispalin tfilas mincha somuch l'chashecha v'afilu li'achar plaga mincha. How is it then that we, in effect, daven mincha closer to the night, namely after plag hamincha? A moment ago, you said that we paskin like Reb Yudah, who would allow arvis after 4:45 p.m. So that would call arvis time. But we know that we daven mincha after plag hamincha, which would be in effect encroaching on arvis time. Yesh lomar. So to this we answer, how is it that we're davening mincha somuch l'chashecha, meaning after plaga mincha? Well, the kaimolon kirabonon, because we follow the opinion of the rabbonon, the amri zman tfilas hamincha ad ha'erev, that mincha time according to the rabbonon lasts until sunset. Ve'amrinon l'kamon. And it says later in the Gemara, Hashta dalo itmar hilchusa loy kemar veloy kemar. Since nothing conclusive on a practical lachic basis has been said vis-a-vis the Rabbanan and Reb Yudah, namely, lo kemar, not like the Rabbanan, nor like mar, like Reb Yudah, since nothing conclusive has been stated regarding these two opinions, the Gemara there says, the Ovid Kemar Ovid, if you follow like one, you are in fulfillment of the Ovid Kemar Ovid. If you follow like the other, you are in fulfillment. You are okay. So that we are giving license at this point to following both Rebbe Yehuda, who would enable Arvis to be said relatively early, and we're following the Rabbanan, who are giving license to the to the mincha relatively late. Mikol mokom kasha. There is, however, a problem with this approach. Dehavi ketrei kuli desaser nahadodi. Just you should note, by the way, that we're now going to be starting a long question that takes a few lines to develop. You can see we've indicated this with a long question marking to the immediate left-hand side of the Tosfos text. What we said results in a problem, namely, following Reb Yudah with regard to Arvis, allowing an early Arvis, and following the Rabbanan, which allow a mincha after plaga mincha, this is called David Ketrei Kuli, the Sasana Dodi. It's like following two lenient opinions that when pitted one against the other, they're in effect contradicting one another. Share, me eizet tam onu mispalim arvis miyad la'achar plaga mincha. What is the right that we have to say arvis right after plaga mincha? Mishum de kaimolon, de shas hamincha kolo kedivrei Reb Yehuda. Umiyad habeis man arvis, because you're in effect saying that mincha ends at plag. By saying mincha ends at plag at 4:45, you are thereby saying that arvis can now begin after 4:45. So that the idea of an early arvis, namely a right after plag, is because you're saying mincha ends at plag. And yet, ubizman hatfilo atzma, when it comes to mincha itself, lo kaimolon tributo lekrabonon. You're saying that mincha goes till after plag. It's like, kind of like, make up your mind. Are you saying that mincha goes until plag or after plag? Al kain omeri. So the Ri answers, and he answers, and this is a long answer. It takes you to the last narrow line, and we've indicated this with a long answer marking, the tuf that's encircled to the immediate left-hand side of the Tosfos text. Therefore, the Ri says, the Vaday Kriyashma Shel Beis HaKnesses Iker, he goes, the Ri follows Rabbeinu Tam, that the Shul Kriyashma that we say is in the Shul Arvis, which is before Tseis, that was the practice that
that is followed by many even today, and was the case in the time of that Tosfos is referring to. The Anu, that once again, the Kriya Shema Beis HaKnesses is Iker, is the main one. The Anu Shemispalim Arvis Mibo Yom, and that which we daven Arvis Mibo Yom, even though we're saying Mibo Yom, meaning Arvis, including Kriya Shema, before Tzeis, even though we are saying Mincha after Plag, how can we explain this? Sviralon Kahani Tanoi de Gemora, because we follow Tanoim brought on Amid Beis of the Gemara that we learned earlier in our Gemara section of the Daf Yomi. De Amri Misha Shikidesh Hayom, that Kriya Shema can be said from that time, Shal Shikidesh Hayom, which we explained was from Bein HaShmoshos, which is before Tzeis HaKechovim, V'gam Misha Shebnei Odom Mifnosim LaHosev, from the time that people start their meals, Dahinu Sudas Erev Shabbos, their Friday, their Shabbos, their evening Shabbos meal, V'hi Hoysa Miba'od Yoyim. It was at a time people would start their Shabbos meal during what we'll call daytime hours. And from that time is the time for Arvis. And until that time was the time for Mincha. Therefore, by incorporating or by adopting the opinions that are featured on Amid Beis, namely Shal Shikidesh Hayom or Shal Shebnei Adam Nichnasim LaHasev, which is the Sudas Erev Shabbos, we're saying that's the time for Kriya Shema of Arvis, and that's a time that's before Tzeis HaKechavim, which we can call here Miba'od Yoyim. That's the time that people would be saying Kriya Shema in the Shul, and until that time would be the time for Mincha, giving license to the post-plag mincha and the miba'oid yoim arvis. And by this approach, we're thereby avoiding the issue of trei kuli desasron ahadodi. V'gam raya, and another proof or evidence of this kind of practice, the rav having matzli shel Shabbos be'erev Shabbos, Umistama gam hoyokori Kriya Shema. Rav, the famous Rav, the first of the Tanoim of the Amoroim period, he used to daven his Shabbos Arvis during late Friday afternoon hours, and he most likely was saying Kriya Shema. So we see that Rav also practiced this way. We can call this a relatively speaking early Mariv or Arvis, and just before that having been able to have daven Mincha. Mikol Oysen Harayos, from all of these proofs, Mashma de Kriya Shema Shel Beis HaKnesses Hi Iker, that the main Kriya Shema is that which we say in Shul, which we said before was Miba'od Yom. Now, there was a reference to this Yerushalmi much earlier in the Tosfos. We have a little arrow to the immediate left-hand side of the Tosfos text. You can see above where that was mentioned. The Yerushalmi made reference to why is it that we say Kriya Shema in the Shul. Originally, we got the impression from that Yerushalmi that the Kriya Shema in the Shul was of a very minor significance. So the reference made by that Yerushalmi, Omer Rabbeinu Tam, Shoyu Regilin Likrois Kriya Shema Kodem Tfilosam, Kamo She'onu Regilin Loimar Ashrei Tchila. The practice that was cited in Yerushalmi was a recitation of Kriya Shema the way we recite Ashrei before, our mincha davening, for example. And that was their practice. It might be that before mincha they also recited the Kriya Shema, the Shema paragraphs. From Tosfos, though, one gets the impression that in the Yerushalmi minhag, they recited Kriya Shema like we recite Ashrei. The Oisei Kriya Shema Eino Elo Lamo B'Tfilo Mitoch Divrei Torah. The Tosfos HaRosh mentions that, in fact, they did not say Kriya Shema with the brachas. So that the Yerushalmi was talking about the use of Kriya Shema as a means of entering Tfilah through having said Divrei Torah beforehand, and not for the purpose of being Yotzei the Chiyuv of Kriya Shema. Umikan Nireh, Mishikori Kriya Shema Al Mitoso, from that which we've said till now, that the main Kriya Shema is Kriya Shema that we say in Shul, that Miba'od Yom Kriya Shema, Mishikori Kriya Shema Al Mitoso, someone who is going to be saying Kriya Shema before he goes to sleep, She'ein Levorech, he should not say the brachos that accompany Kriya Shema, v'gam eino tzorech likrois elo parsha rishona, and all he needs to recite is the first paragraph. The next Tosfos, Dibur HaMaschil, Lisni D'Shachris Bereisha, the Gemara, in asking regarding the order that the Mishnayos deal with the Kriya Shemas, whereby we speak first about the Arvis Kriya Shema, the evening Kriya Shema, and then the morning Kriya Shema, why not speak first about the morning Kriya Shema and then the evening one? And what's the basis for raising this question? So Tosfos says, "Kibashkechon b'tomid." We find this in the Torah when the Torah deals with the daily Tumid sacrifices. Tichtiv shel boker tchila. There, if you look into the Chumash Bamidbar, Perek Chav Ches Posad Dalit, it says, Esa keves echa ta'ase ba'boiker, Esa keves ha'sheni ta'ase bein ha'arbayim. So that you see, there is precedent for dealing with mourning issues first. The Gemara, of course, answered that question by saying that we see, with regard to Kriya Shema, it says first evening and then morning. The next Tosfos, I hochi seifa dekotoni shachris bereisha. The Gemara had mentioned that based on the pasuk b'shav chumecha, we see the order of things, and then it said, the Gemara had said that we learn mibriyasu shel olam, where the Torah says vayi erev vayi boker. Regarding this, Tosfos comments, I hochi, the Gemara had asked, Seifa de Kotoni Shachris Bereisha, the Gemara had said that when dealing with the issue of the Birchas Kriya Shema, we see morning is dealt with, and then evening. So if you're basing yourself on Brias HaOlam, it should deal first with the evening brachas of Kriya Shema and then the morning. So Tosfos explains, I amris bishlama desomach akra de b'shachvacha. If regarding order, we go like the first answer of the Gemara, that we rely on the pasuk of b'shachvacha, and then it says ufekumecha, in kein eino makbid kro elo akriya shma. Well, the Torah and order is concerned only with your basic kriya shma, not with the brachas of kriya shma. Elo I amris de somech akro de grosso shalolov. However, if you say that our tanoim are based on the psukim of creation, in kein kopid akol mili. We see that regarding all matters, not just your basic Kriya Shema, but all other areas as well, as vast as the creation itself. Everything is dependent on the order of first evening and then morning. Well, if that be the case, in Kain Seifa Dikotoni, then the Seifa that speaks about the Birchas Kriya Shema, it should have featured evening brachas first and then morning.
So that as far as Tosfos is concerned, the Gemara's kasha of Ihachi Sefer Tekotoni Shachas Bereisha, that's a question only according to the answer that said order is dependent on what we see Bebriyos Shel Olam. But according to the first answer of the Gemara, that order is based on B'shach V'chol V'kumecha, that's restricted to Kriya Shema itself, the three paragraphs that we recite as part of the mitzvah Kriya Shema itself. As far as brachas are concerned there, we don't have to speak about evening first, because the brachas are not something mentioned in the Torah. The pasuk of B'shach V'chol is dealing with that which is mentioned in the Torah, namely Kriya Shema itself. But as far as brachas are concerned there, you can talk about the morning ones first, as in fact it does. And hence the Gemara's kasha of Ihachi Sefer Dekotani is a question only if you're saying that order is based on Brias Ha'olam. The next Tosfos, Dibur HaMaschil, Mevorech Shtayim Lefoneha, V'sheva brachos havi. If you tally up the brichas kriya shema, the three of the morning and the four of the night kriya shema, three and four is seven. There are seven brachos. Havi keneged, it's in honor or corresponding to the pasuk that says in Tehillim, sheva b'yom hilalticha, that we praise the Almighty seven times. That seven is a reference to the seven Birchas Kriya Shema. V'lo kochoshiv yiru einenu, outside of Eretz Yisrael, many communities recite after the bracha of Shomer Amo Yisrael Lo'ad, a paragraph ending with a section called yiru einenu. This would be an eighth bracha. However, the reference that the Yerushalmi is making of sheva brachas, is the seven brachas, because of the pasuk Tehillim, is not taking this into consideration. Tahi bracha tiknu rabbonon kidei lahamtin lechavereihem bebeis haknesses. That bracha of yiru einenu is not a bracha that was formulated for the benefit of Kriya Shema, or as part of the Kriya Shema construction, but it's we'll call it a very likely a later technical addition, so as to literally to buy time. That's kidei lahamtin lechavereihem beis haknesses, to enable people who, let's say, come late to shul, so they will be able to catch up in that which they have to. At which they have to daven while those who came on time are reciting this section of that ends with the paragraph of Yiru Einenu. So it's a means of enabling the latecomers to catch up so that everyone finishes their davening together. Tosfos goes on to point out, V'davka b'beis haknesses shelohem shoyu'oimdin basodeh. This idea of everyone finishing together was something applicable only to the shuls that were in the time of the Gemara, that were located out of town. They were located in the fields. V'heim misukonim min hamazikin. Places out of town are perceived by the Gemara to be places that one would be in danger of these evil spiritual forces, and therefore, in order to protect against these forces, a person should not be alone. And in order to guarantee that a person is not alone, we want to make sure that everyone finishes davening together. Avol b'botei knesios shelonu, but our shuls, Tosfos points out, that are located in town, so that in general people are not alone. Ein tzrichin lahamtin lechaverim ela b'layla, the need to wait for someone else who's taking a longer time to daven, in order is the need to wait and leave shul together, is
for us, a consideration only at night when there aren't many people around. But during the day, this is not a consideration. However, in the time of the Gemara, where shuls were located in isolated locations, it seems from Tosis, even during the daytime, there was a need to make sure that people were not left alone. The next Tosis, V'ho komashmon dekapora lo ma'akfa. Our Mishnah taught that the beginning time of Kriyashma is from the time that Kehanim, who had been Tomei, can now resume their eating of Truma. And that, our Mishnah, which associated that with the nighttime Kriyashma, shows us that the need to bring a sacrifice, which is characteristic of many different types of Tuma, is not a binding factor with regard to the permission to resume the eating of Truma. And so that was what our Mishnah was accomplishing by saying, Mishol Shakudim Nechosim Lecho B'Trumason. V'im Tomar, Tosfos asks, Ha Tanino Chara Zimno, this particular point has already been taught in Maseches Negoyim, in a different tractate in Maseches Negoyim, Umaisi Lo B'Ha'orel, and it's also quoted in Maseches Yevomis. It says, Heriv Shimsho Oichel B'Truma, with the setting of the sun, one can now partake of Truma, which he wasn't able to beforehand because of his Tuma. So we already know this information without our Mishnah here in Brachas. So there seems to be redundancy. V'yesh lomar, we can answer, deregilus shel Mishnayis. It is common, is a regular phenomenon. In the case of Mishnayis, lashmi'inen, b'koitzer af l'mashim efurish kvar, to tell us in an abbreviated fashion, as we're doing in this Mishnah, that which has already been stated explicitly already in other places. So that the objection of redundancy is unfounded, because that is in fact the style of Mishnayos. We continue with Omid Beis. The Tosfos at the top, Dilmo bias orohu. The Gemara was analyzing the pasuk of Vo Hashemesh v'toyer and raised two possibilities. Is Vo Hashemesh bias shimsho, which has to do with the setting of the sun, O Dilmo bias oro. Now Rashi explained that bias oro was a reference to the morning. Tosfos will cite the Rashi and raise objections. Before we learn the Tosfos inside, we've added a topic heading for this Tosfos that you can see on the outside margin, Nosei B'Tosfos Dilma. We have written, Kushya al Rashi, there will be a question raised on Rashi, the Piresh, Bias Oro, Shinizrach Oro. Rashi explained, Bias Oro of the Gemara, as a reference to the shining of the sun of the morning. Now, let's see inside. So the Tosfos Dibur Masal Dilma Bias Orohu Pirush Rashi Ad Shiyizrach Oroh Shel Yom Hashmini. Maybe the time for eating the Truma is with the rise of the sun on the eighth day. Eighth day is the eighth day after a seven-day purification period. After having been Tomei, Umai V'Toher. And what would v'toher mean in that case? Toher gavro shi'itar shi'itoro ish b'avuas korbanosov. Rashi explained v'toher means the person becomes tomei through his bringing of sacrifices. V'teimo l'pirusho. There's a problem with Rashi's explanation. Lifroch ahi deha'oreo. The same question that our Gemara is asking here as far as what is the meaning of the pasuk of Uvo Hashemesh V'toyer could have been raised in Maseches Yevomis, where it says Deheriv Shimsho Oichel B'Truma V'chule, and it mentions over there in the Gemara in Yevomis the pasuk of Uvo Hashemesh V'toyer, and
the question could have been asked over there as far as Rashi's approach is concerned, Minolon de Bilas Shim Shahu. How do you know?
How does the Gemara in Yevamos know that the Pasuk is a reference to the setting of the sun? Yet the Gemara in Yevamos doesn't even raise this question. It doesn't raise this analysis. V'oid, another problem. Hechi motzi lemeimar demairi bezricha. How can you say, like Rashi says, that the Ubo HaShemesh Pasuk is talking about, as one of the two possibilities, the shining forth of the sun in the morning? If the Pasuk was trying to make reference to the shining forth of the sun in the morning, Havim Motzi Lemichtav Bikro, the language of the Pasuk should have been different. It should have said, Vizorah HaShemesh V'toher. Using the word Vizorach Kamoi, like you find the pasuk that says Mi Mizrach Hashemesh. The Torah, when it wants to talk about this shining forth of the sun, doesn't hesitate to use that verb form of Zricha, Oi, or Loshon Yitzia. Another expression suitable for shining forth of the sun is Yitzia Kamo Hashemesh Yotza Alaretz. The sun shine forth. And you can see the Torah uses the word Yotza. Midenokat Bikro Uvo Hashemesh, from the fact that the Torah here does not use the word Zorach, it does not use the word Yotza, but uses the word Uvo, Almo Dahainu Shkia Sachamo. It's therefore a reference to the something associated with the setting of the sun. The oid, the besamuch komibayalei, another problem that's raised with the regard to the Rashi approach. The Gemara asks, Hai vua shemesh, e bias orohu. Is it bias oro? It uses that expression. Uposhit libraisa, and resolves it from the Tanaic source where it said, and we learned this in the Gemara already, it said, Zecher ledovar. Or Simin ledovar, Tseisa kechavim. Well, if Rashi's pshat is correct, that we're dealing with an issue of, is it, in terms of analyzing the pasuk, is it sundown or rising of the sun? Well, then tifshot mimas nisin, then our Gemara that asked the question, the Marova question, is it Bias Shimsho or Bias Oro, and Bias Oro is a reference to the morning, then the question could have been resolved instead of a citation from the Brisa source, Tifshot Nimas Nisan. The Mishnah in Negoyim could have been used to resolve that question, where it says, Heriv Shimsho Ochel Betruma. Almo Dahainu Bias Shemesh. To review that last point, the Gemara that raised the question of Ubo HaShemesh V'toyer, is it a reference to Bias Shemesh or Bias Oro? And as Rashi saw it, is it a question of nighttime or morning? And in order to resolve that, the Gemara cited the Brisa later on that spoke about the time that Kohanim eat Truma, which is the subject of the pasuk that we're currently analyzing, Uvo HaShemesh V'toyer, and the Brisa cited Simin Ledover Tseisa Kechavim, it would have been more appropriate to cite a Mishnah, which is a more authoritative source, the Mishnah in Negoyim that says, Herev Shimsho Ochel V'truma. You see that Herev Shimsho, meaning sundown, which is a nighttime phenomenon, that is the time for Achilas Truma, without having to cite the Brisa. So the fact that the Gemara did not cite that Mishnah in Negoyim
shows that the issue would not have been resolved through citing that source, showing us that apparently the issue is not one of day versus night. Rather, we are now going to introduce a new pshat. V'yesh lomar dehochi pirusho. Mimai dehai uvo ha-shemesh v'toher bias shemesh hu mamish. Who is to say that uvo ha-shemesh v'toher is a reference to the full setting of the sun, the complete setting of the sun? Umai v'toher tor yuma, and that V'toyer would mean the end of the day, the Hainu Tseisa Kechavim, the complete setting of the sun is associated with the appearance of stars. Dilmo Bias Orohu, maybe it's Bias Oro, the Hainu Tchilosa Shoshkia Sechamo, the beginning of the sun's setting. V'hu Tchilas Hachnososo Birakia, that's the where it starts to dip down below the horizon, but the majority of the sun is still visible. V'adayin yesheus b'yoyim, from that point in time where the sun touches the horizon, there is still daytime. Chomesh milin ad tseis hakechovim. There is the amount of time that one would be able to walk 5 mil. That's 5 kilometers. That's quite a bit of time before Ad Tseisa Kochavim. Umay v'toyer, and if you say that pshat, that Uvo HaShemesh is a reference to the time that the sun starts dipping below the horizon, but just starts, what would v'toyer mean? That's not end of day anymore. Rather, toyer gavra. A reference to, at that point, a person becomes purified. V'hashto l'masnisin deha orel lo koshe midi. Now, with this pshat in mind, so then there's no basis for raising the question, is it morning? It's poshet, then, that it's a reference to end of day. Tosis, let's read that line again. V'hashto l'masnisin deha orel lo koshe midi demotzi l'meimar herev shimsho. Dehosam hainu lav dafka shkias hachamo. V'af mehosam lo tifshot. Dehainu tseisa kechovim. And from there, we wouldn't be able to conclude our Gemara's Kasha, namely citing the Herev Shimsho as being the resolution, would not have resolved our question. Therefore, since our question was a question, is it the beginning of the sundown, or is it the complete end of the sundown? We wouldn't have been able to resolve the matter by saying Herif Shimsho. Therefore, we had to bring in something more conclusive, and that's our Braisa that mentions Seis HaKechovim. The next Tosfos. In Cain, Lemo Kro Vitar. If so, that Toher Gavra, then the Gemara had answered, it should have said V'yitar. Let us bear in mind, according to the Tosis's Pshat, Toher Gavra would have been something accomplished with the beginning of the sun dipping below the horizon, just the beginning. At that point, the person would have become Tohor, as opposed to Toher Yoma, which means end of day, which is appropriate for Tseisa Kechovim. Tosis points out, Afagav de Bekama Mekoimus Ksiv V'Toyer, even though in other places you find the Torah using the word V'Toyer, and the Kavona is a reference to the person, and there we don't raise any objection that it should have said V'Yitar, Hosam Leko Lemiti, In those cases, it's obvious that it's a reference to the person. There's no room for making a mistake in thinking that you need to have tseis hakechovim. Aval hocha deiko lemiti, but here, where there is room for error, where a person might think that the toher is a reference to the end of the day, and you want to explain that it means person achieving tahara, havi le lemichtav v'yitar. It should have been clearer and use v'yitar to show that it's a reference to the person. Since it didn't say in our pasuk v'yitar, so I know it's not a reference to the person, but rather a reference to the end of the day as represented by tseis hakerchovim. The next tesis, Dibur Masel Mishah, She'oni Nichnas Lecho Pito B'melach. One of the beginning times of Kriya Shema that was cited in this, in the Brisa, was from the time that the poor man starts his meal. The Tosfos raises a question. You can see this question lasts a number of lines. We've indicated this with the long question marking the kuf that you see encircled to the immediate right-hand side of the Tosfos text. Tema oni gufe mosai yispalel. When will the oni himself daven? To amris zman achiloso. We're saying that the time that in which the oni eats, hainu zman kriyashma. That's the time for kriyashma. The kevan shebo zman kriyashma. Once the time of kriyashma arrives, also lahasle besuda achi yispalel bereisha. It's forbidden to start a meal until you daven first, kidesanya lekamon, as the Brisa says later on daf dalam and beis, the kure kriyashma spalel. First you say kriyashma, then you say the shmon esrei, the oichel pito mevorech, and only then you eat your meal and mevorech. The cholo oivral divrei chacham chayav misa. Anyone who violates this rabbinic teaching is guilty of misa. So the question very simply is, if you're defining the time for Kriya Shema as being the time that the Oni starts his meal until he finishes his meal, so when is the Oni himself going to daven? And if you will say, well, he eats his meal and then davens afterwards, he's not allowed to do that. V'yesh loymar. The answer to this is as follows. Dizman tfila have kidem lizman suda. The zman of tfila is a bit before the time he actually eats his meal. The lav dafka misha'oni nichnas lecho. It's not literally from the time that he starts eating his meal. Ela puto meikora ko'omar. Rather, the zman of arvis is a little bit before that. She'ad she'achinu lo sudaso yikra bispalel. Then until they prepare his meal, he'll have enough time to say the Kriya Shema and daven. The Gemara had mentioned that even though there is no actual proof that the day is defined from dawn till tseis hakechovim, nevertheless, there is a hint to it. However, when we learned the Gemara, it seemed very clear from the psukim that it was a very solid proof. So why does the Gemara term it that it's not an actual proof, but rather a hint to it? Raya Gemura Eina, Tosfos explains, it's not a full proof. The psukim in Sefer Nehemiah were not dealing with Kriya Shema, so that in seeking out the definition of nighttime based on Tseis HaKechovim with regard to Kriya Shema, that we can't say that those psukim were addressing the issue of Kriya Shema, and hence, at best, it serves as a zecher ledavar, a hint to the definition of day vis-a-vis Kriyashma, but not an actual proof. The Gemara mentioned in determining the time of Oni vis-a-vis Kohanim, the Gemara had asked, which one is earlier? V'isalka daitoch the Oni kodim, if one were to position the Oni before Kohen, what would come out is Rabbi Chanino Hainu Rabbi Eliezer. We would end up making Rabbi Chanino the same as Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Chanino had spoken about the time of the Oni, starting his meal, and if you're going to say that that is before Kohen, Kohen was represented by Tzeis. What's before Tzeis? Bein HaShmoshes. Well, then it would come out that Rabbi Chanina, who spoke about the Oni, would be the same as Rabbi Eliezer, who mentioned Bein HaShmoshes. V'lo motzi lemeimar de'oni kodim l'kiddush hayom. It's not likely that we would suggest that the Oni is that the Oni, which is represented by Rabbi Chanina, is earlier than Kiddush Hayom, which is namely earlier than Rabbi Eliezer. Oy Kiddush Hayom kodem l'shiur of the Oni, or that Kiddush Hayom was a point in time earlier than Oni. Why not? The lo mistabro l'chalei kol kach b'shiurei zman shkiva, the chol zmanim halolu ispei. It's not likely that there are so many different times for defining Shiva. As it is, we have quite a few different deos on the topic. But to suggest that, suggestion that the Oni and is a bit before Kiddush Hayom, or Kiddush Hayom is a bit before Oni, that's already stretching things too far. Omale Rabbi Huda. Rabbi Huda had objected to Rabbi Meir, who spoke about the Zman of the Kohanim being Toivel, and he had then said, Dalo Kohanim ibod yomhin tovlin. Kohanim immersed themselves in the mikvah while it's still day, so how can that be defined as the time for Kriyashma of Arvis? So Rabbi Huda's objection to Rabbi Meir was an objection of, hey, you're giving us too early a time. The Gemara asks, well, Tema, Tikshi Le Lenafshe, couldn't this question be raised on Rabbi Yehuda himself? Sharei Plag Hamincha Miba'od Yom Hi. According to Rabbi Yehuda, Arvis, including Kriyashma, begins right after Plag Hamincha. Plag Hamincha, we explained earlier, if you assume a 12-hour day from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m., Plag Hamincha would be at 4:45 p.m. Arvis would start right after that. That's quite a bit before nighttime sets in, and yet Rabbi Yehuda himself is saying that's all right. It's all right to daven Arvis at that point. V'hu Omer, miyad kishyavur plaga mincha havizman tfilas Arvis. Right after plaga mincha, right after 4:45 p.m. is the time for Arvis, including Kriyashma. So you see that Rabbi Yehuda is not bothered by the fact that you're saying Kriyashma of the evening Kriyashma so early. So why is Rabbi Yehuda here objecting to Rabbi Meir? V'yesh loymar. The answer is d'lididei lo kashya. As far as Rabbi Yehuda himself is concerned, there is no question. The lo dorish b'shach v'chol v'kamecha. He doesn't look at the posuk of b'shach v'kamecha as a posuk referring to time for Kriyashma. In other words, granted, there's an obligation of saying Kriyashma in the morning and a second Kriyashma later in the day, but it's not defined, as far as Rabbi Yehuda is concerned, by Bishachvacha, the time people go to sleep. It could be, in fact, earlier than that. That's as far as Rabbi Yehuda himself is concerned. Avol Rabbonon, but according to the Rabbonon, apparently including Rabbi Meir, Didarshi, that darshan the pasuk of b'shoch b'cha as a time definer, kashya, the question then is, davening kriyashma
At the time, the Kohanim are Tovil in the mikveh, like Rabbi Meir said, Dieno Zman Shchipa. According to you, Rabbi Meir and company, that B'shachvacha is the time for the later Kriyashma. Well, the time that Kohanim are Tovil is not the time of Shchipa. And that, according to you, would be a problem. With that, we conclude our shiur for today.